tomorrow means that we are halfway through 2025. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It sure is. And I know that probably everybody out there is thinking, hey, Jill, this is a short holiday week. Don't be giving me any work to do. And yet, I'm going to give you a little mid-year work to consider. I don't think you have to. I just think that this is a perfect time of year to kind of take a deep breath. A lot has happened. And see where you stand personally with your finances.
Well, you know, it's been 6 months since we made those resolutions that we didn't keep.
Yeah, I mean, and not only that, but, you know, a lot has happened, and you may have reacted to some of those things that happened, maybe you didn't, and the thing that's important here is to really control what you can control. And I think the first place to start is to look at how the first 6 months has gone in terms of your spending. You know, it's true, you're right. A lot of people start the beginning of the year, and they have great aspirations, and we're going to be on a budget, and sometimes life does happen to interfere with those plans. So I suggest just pull up your credit card bills, pull up those bank statements, check out some of those automatic subscriptions on your Apple or Google device. You might find that there's some money there for you. And, you know, I'm not saying you have to stop spending this money, but, you know, the average U.S. adult spends over $1,000 a year on subscriptions. And I just know all of us spend probably some money on some subscription that you really don't need or want or use anymore. And maybe if you eliminate that, you free things up a little bit so that you can spend more freely, save, pay down debt. And I think this is important. And also, while you're at it and you're looking at your bills, this is a good time to look at some of the fees that get charged. You know, some of these fees are not supposed to occur anymore. They're called junk fees. But there's really no one policing this except you. So you need to really keep your guard up.
Is that a function in a way of DOGE, that some of those things that were sort of consumer safeguards are no longer there?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing because the Biden administration enacted this ban on what's something called junk fees. These are fees that are designed to confuse or deceive us, right? But and the Trump administration actually has kept those in place, many of those protections in place, but there's no CFPB to oversee that. So who are you going to complain to? That's the problem. That's why I think it really does become important for us to fight these fees by reviewing all of the categories where they pop in. So, you know, again, this is your bank statements, your credit card fees. Are there late payments being levied? Are there some strange hotel resort fees? So, you know, all these fees are supposed to have disappeared. I think a lot of organizations, not because they want to really mess with you, but because it takes some follow through to comply with these rules, may not have done the job. So keep an eye out, familiarize yourself. And while you're at it, a place where I do think you really should pay some very close attention is your insurance coverage. You know, I will go wax poetic about how people really do need to look at their life changes and use that as a prompt to do something. So when I think about that, I think, well, did you get married or divorced? Did you have a baby? Did you receive some new diagnosis? Those are some of the milestones that might change your insurance coverage. But also, did you buy a house? Have you ever actually looked at your health, your auto insurance, your homeowners or renters insurance policies? These costs have gone up dramatically in the last few years. You know, homeowners insurance up by almost 25%. Auto insurance is up by 50%. So when you look at those numbers, is there a way that you can save? Can you try to at least just search and say, wait, maybe there's different coverage. A lot of us just renew because it's the path of least resistance.
And another thing that I know that you think we should do this time of year is take another look at what our retirement plans are.
Well, absolutely. It's amazing to me. I was just talking to a young person on my podcast who had changed jobs already in the first 6 months of the year twice. And you know what happens when you leave a job? You leave an old retirement account at that job often. So this is a great time to look at all the accounts that you have. Can you combine them? You know, if you've got a bunch of Roth assets, put those in a Roth account. Maybe it's your current plan. If they're traditional, make sure you do that. But also rebalance those accounts. And what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of people got really freaked out this year when stocks went down right after those tariff announcements, the big ones. And so we saw stocks peak in February, then they went down by 19%. Now they're back up into new highs. Have you done something? Is there some action you took that might have put your allocation, the money you have in stocks versus bonds versus cash, is something out of whack? look at the account and make sure that everything is as you hoped it would be. And also, if things are going better than expected in the first half of the year and your cash flow can absorb it, maybe you want to boost your retirement savings. Maybe you're at, you know, 5% in your employer-based plan. Maybe you go to 6 or 7%, assuming that things are okay in the household.
Jill, I know this is a short week, but are there any reports that we need to be looking out for this week?
Well, yes, it is a very funny schedule here, because the June employment report, which normally would be the first Friday of the month, is going to actually be released on Thursday. And in that report, we are expecting to see a continued deceleration in the job market, probably around 115,000 jobs created, and the unemployment rate, maybe it drifts up by a tenth of a percent from 4.2 to 4.3%. But indeed, there is going to be an early close for the U.S. stock markets on Thursday at 1 p.m. And on Friday, the U.S. markets are closed to honor Independence Day.
Well, Joe, we hope you have a great 4th of July. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Take care.